You know, sometimes you're tired, you don't feel so spiritual. It's not how you feel.
No.
It's what he said.
That's
it's the word.
God is working the miraculous in the Middle East. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and Marilyn Hickey share powerful testimonies of how God is bringing healing and victory to nations in that part of the world.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Would you join me again today in welcoming Marilyn Hickey to this broadcast? Praise God.
Thank you.
Marilyn. I was thinking back, you mentioned it right before we went on camera,
yeah,
about the times back when on the Board of Regents at Oral Roberts University.
Yeah.
And twice a year we met there.
We did.
And some of the most wonderful times of my life
those
times.
Totally agree.
Just wonderful.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to ORU and then was blessed as so much to be on the flight crew of Brother Robert's airplane.
Yeah.
And so it dawned on my lightning fast mind that, hey, he couldn't get out of town without me. I was a scriptural illiterate when I got there and don't know much now, but I know a whole lot more than I did then. Anyway. I noticed at this time I was still a few days away from hearing my first Kenneth Hagin tape.
Mm.
But I was so caught up in faith. I wanted it so badly. I just consumed with my desire for it. And I noticed he used his faith on purpose. And it dawned on me, he uses his faith the way a mechanic uses a tool. He doesn't just shoot a scatter shot like we all used to do and just hope something happened. No, he's like a mechanic that would go to his toolbox and get a specific tool and use it on purpose. It inspired me forever.
Mm.
And then I thought, all I got to do now is find out how to get this. It
yeah.
wasn't but a matter of, just a few days. I was invited back to Fort Worth to preach at our home church, which is Grace Simple. And in the moment we drove to and stayed there at Mother and Dad's house. And of course, the moment we got there, Mother grabbed Gloria and here they went off. I said, Mama, you got any tapes or anything to listen to? Yeah, look in there on that tape recorder. Great big old Webcor tape recorder about this big, you know. Kenneth E. Hagin. You can write your own ticket with God on one side
yeah.
and Paul's revelation on the other.
Yeah.
And I listened to, about 2.5 hours on both sides of that big 7-inch reel. I wound up underneath my mother's coffee table.
Oh, my goodness.
I had my New Testament in my pocket, which I carried all the time. I took it out. And all of a sudden, I was so caught up in it. I thought, the whole answer is right here. All I have to do is put this in my mouth. I can do this. I can do this. I have faith. It's in me now. I was just, I could hardly stand myself.
Mm.
I was so thrilled with it. And I'm just as thrilled with it today as I was back then.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Sweetest thing.
I want to hear more about Pakistan.
Well, Pakistan was interesting to me because when I started praying over nations, I had a warm heart.
Let me interrupt you just
yeah.
there for a moment, because I heard you say this.
Yeah.
That where you stand before a map of nations and you pray for them, literally praying for the nations, not just praying for them, but you have them in your vision, in your eyes.
Right.
I think that is so vitally important. That really impressed me.
Well, you know, I memorized the nations of the world. For 1 year, I prayed every day over every nation.
My
goodness. But I mean, it wasn't long prayer. It took about an hour and a half at the most. And so I would just hit them. But when I hit the Islamic nations, I would stop. It was like a fire in my heart.
It lit up, didn't it?
Yeah, it lit up. And a man came to our city from Pakistan, a Christian leader, and wanted people to come and speak in Pakistan. And I met with him, and he said, well, if you say you'll come, you have to come, because most Americans back out. Mm-hmm. So I said, I will come, and I will do it. So we set a time, and I went over and met with these pastors, Christian pastors, who were really very afraid. And so I said, you know, I believe, and I saw that angel in the room, towering above.
Amen.
Yeah. And so I said, I believe God will take care of us, and I'm going to advertise. So I put up, all these signs. I had my head covered. They dressed beautifully. And so I put my face, you know, with covered head. And then I said, come and be healed. Well, you know, I had people who said to me, well, nobody will come because you're a woman. But the first day, we had 4,000 people. And by the last, we had over 20,000. So, Kenneth, I literally got infected with Pakistan. And I thought, if these people can be reached with healing, because I always taught a miracle of Jesus and prayed for the sick and invited people to be saved, always, all together. And so I thought, this could be a marvelous opportunity for healing. So then I wanted to go back in 2 years, and I got some criticism about it, you know, not from my family, not from Wally ever, but I went back and it was much bigger. So we had like 14, 16,000, and then I went again and we had over 100,000, and that just infected me.
Oh, I could imagine.
So my biggest crowd has been over 1 million people. But I would say a third of those stood for salvation. But the dinner bell is healing.
The healing.
And some of the miracles.
Always the healing.
Always the healing, yeah. Some of the miracles, like a little boy born without an eye got a new eye. I mean,
tell me about that.
Some of the miracles that happen, you are floored by it. And Kenneth, I had to have, I want to say, like general faith. I didn't have, some people have faith for specific things. There's going to be somebody here, you know, with a shoulder out of place. But basically, I don't get those until I get up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent time in prayer and time in the Word. So this one where we had 1 million, you know, that's really a big deal for me to have 1 million people. That's 5 acres of land.
Yes.
And we went out and you cover them with carpet because they sit on the ground and they squish close together. So you look out and see acres of people seated there and you feel in awe of God.
Oh, my, my.
And so, you know, I always preach a miracle of Jesus. Always have a salvation altar call, but I do something sneaky. You want to hear something?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, how can you do follow-up? You know, because you don't want to lose them. You want to help them. And so what I do is I say, now, you know, maybe you have a family member or someone who's sick, you know, and you'd like for me to just pray over them in general tomorrow night. We'll put them in baskets up here. So, everybody wants that. So they pass out all these cards. Well, the card has your name and address and everything on it. So then they and everybody wants their cards up there. So they bring them up, and you have these baskets and baskets of cards. And then you have them stand, you know, and you pray over all those cards. But I always have one day when I just minister to Christians, and I may have 8 or 10,000 Christians. You know, I just spend the day with them. Then they do the follow-up.
Oh, my goodness.
And they also do
God's
the ushering.
Plan. God's
yeah.
Plan.
So, you know, you use everything. And so I don't try to do follow-up on my own. I have literature, but I don't try to do follow-up. They do the follow-up, and they're excited about it.
Sure.
So, you know, they're pushing me to come again. They don't have to push me very hard to come again. But now Saudi Arabia is opening up.
Praise God, Marilyn.
And Kenneth, CBS wants to come and do the meeting.
My, my, my.
And they have done another one for me in Pakistan. They did the one with the million. And I do.
I remember that.
Do you remember when they did it?
We prayed and agreed over that.
Oh, right. You're right. They did it. Now they want to do another one in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my goodness.
And that will be quite a miracle. Yes. Now, they let me because the man I work with is a strong Christian, J.B. Brown. Do you know who this is? He's a sportscaster. He's a big sportscaster, African-American. He is as turned on to God as anybody I know. He's one of the sweetest people I know. And so he is the one, you know, that goes with me from CBS and another man from CBS. And he's constantly doing things, taping things. So he said, and God is so cool. He said, are you here to convert Muslims? Now, this is going to go all over the world with CBS. And God is so good. I said, no, I'm not here to convert them. I'm here to transform them.
Amen. Praise.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah. Yes, glory
so
to God.
We want to go back and do some more things in Pakistan, but I really want to get into Saudi. I think it's very necessary. And these imams who like me, so Kenneth, they call me mom. Sometimes
Praise
being
God.
Old and being a woman is really good.
It's really good.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's precious.
But I think the Mideast is really opening up because when I see what's going on in Egypt, and if you have a healing meeting in Egypt, they come from every place. They come from every place.
That is marvelous.
And it isn't, you know, sometimes you're tired, you don't feel so spiritual. It's not how you feel.
No.
It's what he says.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the word. Yeah.
Yeah, the word is the same whether you feel good or not.
I know. It's the same. It's not your feeling that heals them.
You know, we were in a situation a number of years ago. And it was very much like that. This was before we had, our airplane was not international. And so, and we'd been two or three different places. And I was extremely tired. I was just on the point of being exhausted.
Yeah.
And I was so ready to come home. They said, well, would you consider just going over to just across the border here a little ways? And I did not want to do it. The Lord said, go. I said, okay. And we went into that meeting that night, and I was just rummy, you know. And I so when I'm that way, I just head straight to Mark 11:23 because I can preach Mark 11:23 half asleep, you know. And so it just comes out. And besides that, that's predominantly what I'm called to teach and preach. And I did that. And I thought, well, now we can go back to the room. They said, we have prepared just a small dinner for you and Gloria. And and so we got in there, and it was late, and I don't have any idea of what time it is in the whole world. And we're in the Switzerland, Sweden part of the world. And there was, I would say, about as many people as there here today, you know, 15, 20, maybe, in a hotel, just a little small meeting room, very nice. And by this time, it's 12:30.
They eat like.
And this man said, "Brother Copeland, before we go, would you possibly have a word for us?" I opened my mouth to say, "No." I didn't. And my point is, the brain doesn't have anything to do with this. And how your physical feelings don't have anything to do with this. And I opened my mouth and I began to prophesy.
Oh.
And I began to talk about national things and insights into different things.
Oh.
And these guys got out on the edge of their seat. And once we got through, and he said, "Has anybody talked to you about any of what we're doing?" I said, "No. You don't know anything about who we are?"
Mm-mm.
I said, "No, I don't know, other than I was just invited by the brother here to take this detour and come over and speak in the tent," which I did. He said, "We are in the business of," how did he put that, Lord? I don't want to. He didn't use the word underground, but he said, "We are in the process of changing this nation and taking it away from the government that has it now."
Ooh.
And I listened up, and he said, "You hit it. You talked it. You said it right on the mark." And Marilyn, they did it.
Wow-wee.
And they did it with prayer and intercession.
Oh.
And they got it done.
Oh.
And part of them, if I remember this correctly, there was one or two of them that went into the government. Of course, this is many years ago.
Yeah.
And it changed that. Where communism had been encroaching, it just changed it and just moved it out.
See, Kenneth, that's what I want to say to people. You can change the news. Because people gripe about the news. "Well, they don't like this decision. They don't like this." Shut up. Change the news.
Yeah.
I believe God called you to be a news changer.
That's right.
And I believe all
that.
Of us are.
I believe
and
that.
And so I'm pointing my finger at you. It's you.
Yeah, and you can actually use a news broadcast. If you control your temper and let the news speak to you. I need to be talking to this. I need to be dealing with this. And in my hour and a half or so every morning when I pray for my partners, but I don't pray for my partners first. I pray for first of all. 1 Timothy 2, first of all, you pray for all men, kings and all in authority and so forth.
Yeah.
And you, when you begin to move in there, and now it's particularly, especially difficult for me because I love this country. And particularly Donald Trump is the first president, no, the second president that I've known personally. I knew George Bush. And had prayed with him and for him. But this man is a very unique man, and he's been especially placed in that office.
I agree. Amen.
So, and when I see people just cursing him, saying that he's a racist, there's not a racist bone in the man's body. And he loves God, and he doesn't have religious language.
That's obvious.
And he doesn't speak churchism.
No.
He just says what he thinks. If you don't like it, you can. So, but I know his heart. And I know the people around him very, very closely, the people that are around him.
Yes.
And, but when you begin to pray and you take the time, you have to do it every day. You have to do it every day. It has to become part of your regimen.
Right.
And if you're too busy, then you're just too busy. And I'm a busy man, but I get up 5:45.
Go for it.
Go out on my deck.
Yeah.
I don't like to be inside. Gloria said, the older I get, the more Indian I get. I don't like the indoors at all.
Okay.
I go out on my deck, and it gets wintertime, I got heaters, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and our little place, the steamboat, I got heaters on the deck.
So. Good for you. Good for you.
Because.
Good for you.
Anyway, the whole thing of it is, I have two things that I have to do every day. I have to pray in the name of Jesus. And I have to pray for my nation. I have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I have to pray for my president and the vice president. And then I have to pray for all of my partners all over the world.
And of course.
I take countries and nations. We have staff all over the world and go through all of that. It takes hour and a half.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And then comes the treadmill.
Oh, yuck, three times. Yeah.
But you got to do it.
You do.
I have a mandate on my life to live this thing out until Jesus comes, or I'm 120 years old before I go. God asked me to do that. I have to do it. Well, you're my inspiration, girl. I can do this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I haven't set 120 for myself. You know, my son-in-law has. He always says, you're going to live
for you.
Yeah, for me. Well, you're going to live to 120. And I say, shut up. So.
Well, I didn't jump to that conclusion quickly. Gloria began to talk about that in healing school. And particularly from the footnote in the 90th Psalm, from the Classic Amplified, and then began to talk about Genesis 6:3, and that just began to grow, and it began to grow and grow, and suddenly, what I call it, just kind of went widescreen. I began to see that I didn't have the right to choose what long life was. That already had been spoken by God.
Oh my goodness! I wish you hadn't told me that.
No, I said I, not you, okay. Not Marilyn, Kenneth. And because he just kept talking to me about that and kept talking to me. And then, Marilyn, what I saw, all the food laws are based on that. A long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. Sure. It's based on that because that's in the first six chapters of Genesis.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't quit.
No.
You never quit.
That's the big key.
Yeah.
It's not over till you win.
That's the name of the book. Glory to God.
That's the name of the book because...
And we're out of time.
Okay.
Then we start right here tomorrow. Ah! Hey, Jeremy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Listen, I want to remind everybody watching today that God has a plan for all people everywhere, and that includes you. And when you're born again, God's faith and His love becomes placed inside your heart. And as we stay in His Word, that faith grows and the Holy Spirit begins to lead us in our lives. And Marilyn Hickey shared today how she followed God in the little things. And each step was a crucial part of fulfilling her calling and walking in the destiny that God had planned for her. It's a journey of faith. And this journey is an exciting life to live.
What would life look like if you approached every situation full of faith, declaring, "With God, it's not over till I win"? In her long-anticipated autobiography, It's Not Over Till You Win, Marilyn Hickey, a sought-after evangelist and minister to heads of state around the world, shares her journey of going from a small-town, lukewarm Christian to a passionate and internationally known preacher of the gospel of Jesus. Be inspired to believe God to accomplish great things in your life as you read stories of God's supernatural favor. From marriage and parenting to ministering in the underground churches throughout China and miraculous healings in Islamic countries, Marilyn Hickey shares how life with God is an adventure. Wherever you are in your walk of faith, take these strategic lessons from her life so you can walk in greater success and anointing in yours. Discover how, with God, you win and see your destiny fulfilled. Marilyn Hickey's new book, It's Not Over Until You Win, will be released early November, so you can pre-order your copy today for only $15.99. Be inspired as she shares her lifetime of experiencing the miracles of God. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Your card will not be charged until the product ships. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping costs may apply.
Today, I want to invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never prayed this prayer, if you've never said out loud and committed your life to Him, then today, the Bible says, is your day of salvation. Don't go another day without Him. As you look around your life, you're looking at what it's like for you to be Lord, for you to be God. And if you don't like what you see, then here's the answer. You need a new Lord. You got to have a new God, and Jesus wants to be your Lord. If you've never made Him the Lord and the Savior of your life, just do this today. It's so simple. Just pray this prayer out loud. Believe it in your heart and say, Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. Jesus is Lord. He lived for me, died for me, rose again for me. Jesus, take my life. Do something with it and fill me with Your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, I know it's simple, but the Bible says you are born again. This is the first day of the rest of your life, and this begins your new adventure with God. And what's next is for you to find out who you are in Him and who He is in you. And that's why we want to offer you this free salvation package. It's a book called He Did It All For You, written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And that's going to help you discover more about your new identity in Christ Jesus. And along with this book, we're going to send you two little brochures that are just going to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. We want to give this to you today as a gift. And we want you to know, number one, how thrilled all of heaven is that you came home to your heaven. Heavenly Father. And we get pretty excited about it here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries too. We want to hear from you. Contact us. Go to kcm.org. Let us know you want these materials. We'll send them to you. We'll celebrate the good things that God is doing in your life. And we believe that He's begun a good work in you and He's faithful to finish it. Now don't miss tomorrow's broadcast because Brother Copeland and Marilyn Hickey are going to share the victories and the transformations that occurred in China right in the face of threats and danger. Listen, you and I are called to be world changers. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.